Hey man.
Hey.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
I am not afraid of ghosts. You know why?
Why?
Because what we're going to be talking about, Ghostbusters 3.
Three.
So yeah, Ghostbusters 3. Okay, so this is not a reboot.
Nope.
Nope, this is a direct sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
Yes. They're kind of ignoring
Yeah,
Ghostbusters Answer the
they are
Call.
pretty much wiping the slate clean from God, what was the, that was the all-female
Yes,
Ghostbusters
Answer the
into
Call.
Answer the Call. That was a couple years ago, 2016, I believe that came out.
Yes.
But that was a Paul Feig directed movie. I personally didn't care for it, but
I
a
was
lot.
indifferent.
It was.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. Yeah,
Didn't
it
like
was. It
it.
was a. It, I just don't think it was a Ghostbusters
If I was flipping
movie.
through the channels that was on TV, I'd keep flipping.
Yeah, I keep flipping.
So.
It's not one of those things you need to watch it again. If you've seen it once, you kind of get the gist of it. But yeah, so wiping the slate clean. Speculation because it's going to be 2020 before at the earliest 2020 before it even
Yeah, they're
comes
talking
out.
summer
They're
2020.
talking summer 2020, so it'll be a summer blockbuster, hopefully. I guess what they were saying is that Ivan Reitman's son Jason. He's gonna be directing it. So I mean,
He's not got a good track record on directing.
but yeah, I mean, who better to know? Because I guarantee he talked to his dad about how maybe he would maybe like to do things on.
Maybe his dad will be standing over his
Yeah,
shoulder.
I'd be like, hey, that's wrong.
Cut. No, don't cut.
Because if you,
Oh, keep rolling.
because if you, so what speculation is right now is that it's gonna be more of a teenaged. And the reason why we're talking about that is because they actually just released about a minute teaser.
Oh, did you watch
I
it?
did. I watched it a couple times. They actually a minute teaser about Ghostbusters 3 with the original
Yeah,
Ecto-1.
you caught that right with the license plate, just the
And
original.
if you didn't actually really catch it, that was original to the first Ghostbusters because it had the orange license plate,
Yeah,
not the
not the
Ghost,
Ecto
but
1A,
and
just
not the
Ecto 1.
Ecto-1A with the American flag and stuff like that. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but and then it had the music of the
Was that a
original.
theremin
It was
music?
something like that. I think it was
Eerie sounding music from the
eerie
first
sounding
one.
from the first one when they're in the library when they go up to the librarian. So and then you have the little Ecto-1, and then you also have ectoplasma on the right hand
On
side.
the yeah, around the fence
Around
area,
the fence
yeah.
area, and then you hear in the kind of background
You hear the proton
the
pack kicking
proton
on.
pack.
They're working on it. You hear like a ratchet and then the proton
So
pack.
speculation says that this is going to be a teenaged re. No,
Well,
I
I heard
can't
they're
say
going to
reboot.
introduce some new characters
It's gonna.
along with the, supposedly some of the original characters are coming, but well, minus the one who
Yeah.
has passed away.
Yeah, and and a lot of people were saying, will he come back as a ghost?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I
As
never
like
thought
it
about that.
yeah, as it
That's
like an animated ghost like
kind of
Slimer or
like a
something like that.
little throwback to him.
Exactly.
Nice little tribute.
You
That would
know,
be
that would be kind of
pretty,
cool.
yeah,
You know?
I'd
That would
be
be
down with
like
that.
your ultimate villain because he knows everything about your crew. Yeah,
I
see?
didn't even think about that twist.
Yeah, I mean that'd be kind of cool. So they said it's kind of they want to do like a teenage version, 14 to 17, 14 to 18.
Well, you got to bring the new team in if you want to continue the franchise.
Exactly, because I mean, if they're gonna just clean the slate of the last one, which I think is a good idea, because here's the thing, in 2016 when everybody said, "Ooh, Ghostbusters," nobody wanted it to be a reboot. Nobody,
Right.
because
It was
they.
this different universe anyway,
Different universe
so
because you
I
pretty
have
much.
no problems with them being a sequel to the first two.
No, I
It's
mean, and I don't. It wasn't a sequel. It's just a complete reboot from the
No, I'm talking
2016.
about the third one,
Yeah,
the
the
one
third
without
one now. I
Ghost.
mean that, and you also say you also have. There was a, I think a glimpse of Bill Murray, being a little older now, actually in a Ghostbusters suit, like a behind the scenes, like he was kind of in the bushes.
Ernie Hudson's talked about it
Oh
too,
yeah, I mean,
so you can't have Ghostbusters
without Ernie
without
Hudson,
Ernie.
because that man will come to every con in his Ghostbusters outfit, and he will beat that drum to death. But I mean, I'm super thrilled about it. I can't wait. And you know, I think the but there was some controversy as soon as they this was I think they released the trailer, or they released something on Jason Reitman had an interview, I believe, with Entertainment Weekly, and then the next day they released the teaser trailer, and I think a couple days after that, a big controversy saying, just because, you know, we're, I think it was Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones, yeah.
Yeah, she had a, she was one of the 2016 women Ghostbusters. And she just kind of went off on like misogynistic racism and stuff like that. And I'm all like, that's.
I don't think Sony did that so much as they looked at the ticket sales.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't. I don't even know if it made its money back.
And they're not saying that it's going all back to the original cast. And they're, I believe it's almost going to be like a Stranger Things kind of thing. If, especially if it's going to be teenagers. So also speculation that the Sigourney.
Did you see Barb? Ghostbusters in the underneath the underworld.
So I think it is I think it'd be might be interesting. So here, and this is the rumor mill going on, because that's what people do. They go on the internet and says, hey, I speculate, and this is one of my speculations. The son of Sigourney Weaver, the baby.
Right.
So I believe that he grew up, and because he'll be in his, this was 1982, the first one came out, so he would be roughly my age, about 36, 37. I think he would have a kid, roughly a teenager, you know, especially if he had him in his 20s. So I think that the teenager is going to take over, or I think the grandchild of the baby from Sigourney Weaver from the original one is going to continue in the footsteps of the new of this Ghostbusters.
Have they said if Sigourney Weaver's going to be in this?
They didn't speculate, but again, this is just speculation.
Or Rick Moranis, because he's coming back to Hollywood now.
Yeah, you know, he well,
that'd be an excellent vehicle to bring him back.
The whole reason why he wanted to do is because he wanted to raise his kids, and he kind of stopped it. And I mean, if
I admire that.
Yeah, I admire that too. But you know, if you
want a way to come back into the new Ghost.
Oh my God! Especially if he has
the. Are you the gatekeeper?
Are you the key holder? I'm the gatekeeper. Oh my God! If he could come back, and then and then another Honey I Shrunk the Kids, it would be awesome. Spaceball 2, the sequel.
Spaceball 2, I can get behind. Honey I Shrunk
the Kids. they did like 15 of those anyway. So yeah, I think God, if speculation, rumor, and he did say okay. So when Jason Reitman did have the Entertainment Weekly interview, he said this is going to be, it's called Ghostbusters 3: Passing the Torch. That's kind of what they're putting the title out there right now.
It's with them bringing in teenagers.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
You know, because I think it's going to be, it's like Stranger Things meets up with, because, I mean, Stranger Things is huge, especially like first Ghostbusters was kind of an oddity because it wasn't really a comedy. It wasn't really a horror movie.
Have you ever seen the script for the original script for Ghostbusters? It was no comedy. It was dark and horror,
which is supernatural and horror and stuff like that. So I mean, especially when you're talking about Viggo the Carpathian. It's Viggo the Carpathian.
Yeah, they rewrote it and put in some, you know, comedic moments in there to kind of ease the horror to it.
Yeah, because I mean they are technically actors that play comedic roles, but they were not comedic actors at the time.
Yeah, and I think that's where the 2016 one went wrong. They went way too
way too heavy on the comedy.
Candy comedy.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, back in 1982, I mean, you're talking about that you had, I think, wasn't a, excuse me if I'm wrong, and comment down below, maybe Rick Baker that did the special effects.
He does a lot of special effects, so that's a good guess.
It might be completely wrong, and that would be my fault. But I mean, back then you had new, they did the ghost, which is not really new. It's 100 years old. It's just
a lot of practical effects.
A lot of practical effects, and it looked cool back in the 80s. But I mean, now that you in the 2019, you have so many. I mean, you can do the same practical or. You know, digital effects on your phone.
You can CGI it.
Like crazy. And that's why another issue is with the 2016 one is there's so much CGI. It's so much. And people, you know, just like when the new Star Wars came out, he wanted, which was still a lot of CGI, but he didn't want to do it everything CGI. And I think that was a lot of the practical stuff kind of lost people. And I think it's a new wave of people actually wanting to see real things. Yeah, so It's going to be crazy, but what do you guys think?
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's going to be super exciting, especially if all the rumor mills are true. You know, I'm thinking, and this is just my personal, this is my personal opinion. I think it's the grandchild of the original people. Bill Murray might be coming in. Sigourney Weaver might be coming in. Ernie Hudson's definitely going to be
Dan
in.
Dan Aykroyd.
See if he puts his crystal skull vodka in there somewhere, just to, you know, product placement.
All those guys have been rumored to be attached to it. Besides Sigourney Weaver, I haven't heard anything about her yet.
And I would imagine she might, especially if the rumor mills are already going.
Annie Potts. I forgot about Annie Potts too. She was the secretary.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, with the big glasses and the squeaky voice.
That whole original cast, that would be crazy.
Right. The only thing is, like, it's such a big gap from 86 or 87 was the last one. To, 20, 30 years later, something like that.
Maybe they franchised Ghostbusters International.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of animated Ghostbusters out there, the Extreme Ghostbusters, which had female characters in them. But, it's going to be, I think,
do it right.
Yeah, do it right. The only thing is I'm worried about is, like, the whole backlash on, it's the whole, they're going to erase what we did, in the 2016, which she was trying to say. But I think, to be honest, I think she kind of she put the nail in her coffin on getting any more acting gigs for Sony, getting more acting gigs for Sony, because you can't just bash, a movie. It's like, look,
her criticism is misplaced,
very misplaced.
In my mind.
Yeah, but she's entitled to her own opinion, and if she wants to ruin her career by just
lashing out
on, look, she still made the movie. A lot of people, they have their own following.
I think it was a financial decision. If Ghostbusters Answer the Call had just killed it at the box office,
yeah, they would have made 10 more.
We'd already have two more.
Yeah, exactly. But since everybody was all like, oh, it's a reboot, which nobody wanted a reboot, and because you had original characters in there, but they were just like a cab driver or something. And it's like, really? If you're even going to put them in there and not, it is whatever. I think this one's going to blow it out of the water. I think this one's going to do 10 times better than the last Ghostbusters. And I'm glad to see them back. And I'm glad to see the original 1959 Millimeter Cadillac Hearst, ambulance come back. Because if they can bring that back, That will always be the original Ecto-1, not the 84 Cadillac hearse that they had in the 2016.
And if anybody knows where I can find one, let me know.
Oh, they're so hard to find.
I make my own Ecto.
What, $150,000 roughly for one to find in original condition?
Yeah.
And then you still have to put like $100,000 into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you don't see too many of them.
So if you want to go ahead and donate to us.
Yeah, email. You can just
PayPal it to our email. I know, I got something in my eye this entire time.
Your eyeball.
I know. All right. But yeah, so, it's going to be.
It's a ghost.
I know. We're just talking about it.
In your eye.
A ghost or an eyelash, one of the two. So, yeah. Well, what do you guys think? Are you guys excited for Ghostbusters 3? Are you guys not excited? Are you wondering? I mean, some of these kids that are 20 years old have no idea what the original Ghostbusters are.
Did you prefer the all female one?
Yeah. Did you prefer the Ghostbusters Saturday morning cartoon? I did.
Real Ghostbusters? Extreme Ghostbusters?
There's so many good. Yeah. So, I mean, the good thing is that everybody thought that the 2016 Ghostbusters was the last thing they were going to put in the containment center, and just the Ghostbuster live-action movies were dead, and people decided that it wasn't.
Still a big following for them.
For the original.
Who's your favorite original Ghostbuster?
Oh, you gotta have Bill Murray's character. Yeah,
Spengler.
Spengler, yeah. I mean, you gotta have Spengler or Venkman.
I kind of lean toward Venkman.
But I like Spengler because he was a kind of a shyster scientist.
With the cars,
yeah. He's all like, "Oh, you're doing so great," and then he just electrocutes the other guy. Who got it right? That was probably my favorite part. He was like one of those, but this was in the 80s, and you couldn't, like what they say, half of all movies in the 80s would be totally racist, misogynistic, or something like that. They of the age, this age, so. you know,
that was the style of the times.
It was the style of the times, you know, but it's no more.
Too PC.
Yeah.
I was going to say too PC, but it's very PC.
Very PC. You can't, you know, you can, but it's not going to be backed by a huge $100 million budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sony's going to want their cut, and if you talk about, anything that's controversial, they will nip that right in the bud. Like, nope, not with our money.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to is the money.
It's all the money.
I don't think they care about making statements, political or otherwise.
Nope.
They're talking about making bank statements.
Yeah.
That's the only statements they care about.
Yep, that's the only, when you have that a big company, I understand. And that, that's why I guess a lot of these indie movies they're not backed by huge things, but when they come out, they get bought up by these companies because they're like, okay, it's not that controversial.
Nobody burned the theater down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cool. Well, yeah, I think that's our take on it. What is your take on it? Comment down below. And while you're down there, hit that subscribe button. Make sure you press that bell icon so you can hear from us every time we come up. We usually try to do these weekly new categories. We're going to stick to one category a week. The first one was like, we got 45 categories. Everybody should listen to that all at once.
That sucked for search engine.
So yeah, comment down below. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
My name is Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.